Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Gens Financial is located in St. Cloud and can be reached by calling 320-258-3688.
Niles Gens with us in studio this morning. And again, the phone number 320-258-3688. They are, of course, online at gensfinancial.com, G-E-N-T-Z, gensfinancial.com. We go to your website, Niles. Can you find any more days in the month of June? This month has flown by.
I don't know where June went.
Yeah.
This is, boom, it's done.
Yeah.
Okay. So speaking of websites, we were within a couple of weeks maybe of a brand new revised website. Not revised. I mean, a totally brand new website
nice.
Coming. We're right towards the tail end of getting everything approved by our broker dealer because everything has to go through.
Sure.
Legal departments and all that good stuff. So I would check back to our website probably mid-July-ish, maybe at the latest end of July, but it's going to be very interactive. Videos you can watch, ebooks you can read, calculators, all kinds of good stuff on there. Also going to start hosting past radio shows on it.
Sure.
The current website doesn't have the...
The bandwidth for it, I bet.
Sure, that
whatever that is.
That word.
I've heard that word before.
I do. We'll call it capacity in,
sure.
in my brain. So our new website will have the capacity to hold and store past radio shows. So that's going to be neat for somebody who calls up and say, I missed your radio show. What did you talk about?
Yep.
They can go to our website and listen to it.
Very good.
So no workshops, obviously, the month of July. We are running a full schedule, of course. I'm taking the week after the 4th of July off. For a little R&R.
Uh-huh.
By the way, and his staff is all taking turns, taking a week off during the month of July. But otherwise, we're full blast, wide open, full of appointments and all that good stuff. So today we're going to talk about...
Wait now. We have to talk about last Wednesday, the first day of summer.
Yes, June 21.
What else happened?
Our youngest son, Parker, and his fiancée, Tori, got married. At our house, which has never been done before that I know of in any of our family members, went good. Just a small wedding. They didn't want the full-blown at the church or city park or anything like that. They didn't want hundreds of people there. So only 38 people were there. Obviously, 18 of those are our immediate family. And then Tori's immediate family is pretty small. But a grand total of 38 people.
Yeah.
We put up a big 20-by-40 tent on the yard underneath some... what's those trees that shed that
cottonwood?
Them guys that make a mess in my yard all the time. But they make for good shade.
Yeah. They're starting right about now.
Ours are finishing up. The snow drifts are finally off the yard. But yeah, the wedding went as planned. There was no hitches in the wedding. Parker forgot to turn the microphone on so we couldn't hear him. So he had to stop and turn it back on.
I've done that a time or 10.
Yep. So I went fine. And I was mentioning to you before we went on air.
Yeah.
And the gals out in the lobby here, I've never in my years of going to weddings has seen a bride so happy.
Yeah.
She was giddy. She was so happy.
Well, I could understand that. So you guys have a good family.
Yeah, so I appreciate it. Yeah, so our last one got married, so I'm done with weddings now. All I got to do is show up.
What are you going to do with all your money now? It's paid for weddings.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah, actually, this one didn't hit the pocketbook hardly at all.
Very good. Niles Gens is in studio with us, folks. I just had to have... I hope you don't mind.
Nope,
I asked that little question
fine.
There. Gens Financial Services, of course, their phone number 320-258-3688, online at gensfinancial.com. What's on your mind today?
So, obviously, 4th of July is a little less than a week away when we're filming this, we're recording this show.
Yep.
4th of July is a very important day. Take some time to relax a little bit.
You bet.
Don't turn on the TV. Don't listen to the news. I'd probably quit that a couple days ahead of time.
Yes, sir.
Just kick back, relax, and appreciate what we have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you think about some of the other issues other countries are having, you know, the environment they live in, the governments that control them. No, I think I'll stay exactly where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So appreciate what we have. Everybody have a safe holiday. If you're traveling, travel safe. For those of you that monkey around with fireworks, be careful.
You got all 10 of them.
All your appendages are still there. Good. But just have a good, safe 4th of July. Enjoy your time with family and friends.
Yep.
So we're going to talk about today is choose your own retirement adventure, a retirement seen through your eyes. And I think we'll wrap up on, yes, you can be the beneficiary of your own life insurance policy.
You know, I saw that when Natalie sent that over, and I can be the benefit.
Yep.
We'll have to figure that one out.
That might be next week's show. By the way, you're here next Wednesday?
Of course.
Me too.
July 5th.
Yep. So we'll both be live next Wednesday.
My eldest daughter is turning 40-something, 8, I think.
Okay. Yeah.
Born in 75, right? 7575.
That'd be 48.
Yep. Easy one to remember.
All right. So choose your own retirement adventure. Retirement is one of the greatest adventures you'll have. Which retirement adventure will you choose? So what path will your journey take? So let's pretend you're sitting at your desk. It's your last day. Your desk is now empty and the last piece of retirement party cake packed away. You walk towards the elevator. The dueling scents of toner, ink, and coffee embrace you one last time as you think back of the memories you've made here.
You bet.
Rounding the corner, you're shocked to discover that in 15 years on the job, you've never seen this part of your office before, but you're not worried. You know that you are prepared for whatever the adventure may bring you, okay? So in front of you is a cheerfully lit room. The room is empty except for three doors. Which door are you going to pick? Isn't there some game show on TV?
Door number one?
Yeah.
Door number two?
Yeah.
Door number three.
So let's talk about door number one.
Okay.
Do you enjoy helping others?
Yes.
I think you and I, Bob, would attest to that.
Yes.
So if you pick door one, choose the first door. You enjoy helping others. Volunteering is one of the most fulfilling endeavors during retirement.
Yes, sir.
Whether you're dedicating your time to your town's food bank, reading to the young in a local library, or helping build homes for the less fortunate, the perfect volunteer opportunity is waiting you. There's many, many opportunities out there to volunteer. Mm-hmm. A story I'd like to relate, which I've talked about on air before, my wife's dad's sister, up to 100 years old, a little better than 100, was driving to the Pleasant View Elementary School in Lakefield, where we're from, every day to read to, I believe it was, the first graders.
You bet.
At 100. Then COVID hit, of course.
Sure.
That I think was her demise. Matter of fact, I know it was her demise.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right after COVID, she passed away. I think she made 103. Okay. So again, one thing about volunteering is there's plenty of opportunities. I think what scares people somewhat with volunteer, oh, I'm going to be hooked. They're going to make me show up every Tuesday at a certain time. I think if you have an organization where you can volunteer, they're going to be very flexible when you can show up and, you know, that type of thing. So I would also check with the VA for volunteering. I would check with your church first. I'd start there. Church has outreach program. Our church, St. John's down in Buffalo, has an outreach program for the Buffalo Police Department.
Oh, sure.
So they're starting wrapping. Actually, I think they're meeting with the chief of police, I think, today to see what they can do to outreach. I know the city of St. Cloud Police Department volunteers
all
quite
over
a
the
bit.
Place.
Yeah. So find a place to volunteer. You'll find it very rewarding. I plan on, when things slow down a little bit for me in a few years, volunteering at Quiet Oaks.
Sure.
Okay. I'm not going to, although I'm very capable, could do, I'm not going to be in the kitchen making those cookies that they make that
are so good.
Smell so good when you go in there.
Right.
I'm not going to be doing the lawn care or the building maintenance, although I could. My plan is to sit down and visit with patients.
Right.
Or family members.
Think of the United Way. Think of the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Yep.
Find an organization, Anna Marie's, by the way, you know, if you want to help out ladies. Boy, I would do that in a second.
Yeah. So find something to do, not only to keep yourself busy, but to feel good.
You bet.
Okay. Number two, you have experiences to share. We just talked about it before we went on air. You and I are in agreement. We think we're getting smarter as we get older.
Oh, heck yeah. You know, I know you are.
We're almost Einstein level.
I'm
here
a little questionable still.
But share your experience with younger people. You know, volunteer or mentor. You know, if your church has a youth group, maybe talk to the pastor, see if something you could do to mentor. Maybe there's a boy or a girl that go to your church that need an adult to talk to.
Big brothers, big sisters.
Yeah, find something to use your experience to help people. And if you're a carpenter, if you're a bricklayer, if you're a mechanic, radio announcer, financial planner, we have something to offer to somebody. To help them.
Teach a kid how to fish.
Yeah, take a kid fishing.
You bet.
Yep. So again, if you found professional success and wish to share your knowledge, consulting or coaching can be an excellent way to maintain a flexible retirement while increasing your income. Okay. You crave classroom setting, consider alternative certification paths to become a teacher.
Yeah.
I think teachers are in short supply.
I think.
So I think the school districts might be asking for door number three is traveling. Don't put travel off. Don't put that on the back burner.
I was just going to say, do it early.
Yeah. Do it as soon as you can because your health could take a turn on you.
Mm-hmm.
Your spouse's health could take a turn on you where you're no longer able to travel.
Right.
Okay. Also, I would do it in your younger years so you could physically could do what you could do.
Right.
And I also encourage people to do quite a bit of traveling while you're still working. So you can use that money or your income to pay for it,
absolutely.
Versus a retirement account. So you love to travel, but you've never been fully able to satisfy your wanderlust. Consider become a house sitter or property caretaker.
Now you're talking.
Okay. We have, I can think of two clients of ours, maybe three couples, that volunteer at state parks.
Yes.
Where they pull their camper in there, their camp host, I think.
I've talked to those people. They have the greatest job in the world. Everybody's happy. Yep. They're on vacation.
Yep. Yep. And if something goes wrong, they don't fix the toilets or something like that. But they're just basically a camp host.
Right.
Tell people, here's your spot. Here's how to back in, you know, that type of thing. Look for something. And don't wait till the light. Don't retire on a Friday and start thinking about a Monday. Okay, now what am I going to do?
Yeah.
Get that stuff in order before you retire so you know what you're going to do. And as a married couple, I can attest to the fact that it's good for your marriage to stay busy.
She only has so much patience.
That's right. And it's ran out. No, just kidding. So, again, find something to do that's going to make your retirement rewarding. Because remember, yeah. You might be in retirement 20, 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
You got to find something to do besides going down to the local coffee shop at 3 o'clock and visit with the boys every afternoon.
You can only solve so many of the world's problems.
Yes.
Niles Gins is in studio with us, folks. His phone number is 258-3688. They are online at gensfinancial.com, G-E-N-T-Z, gensfinancial.com.
So let's sit back on our porch and let's sit in our rocker and let's shut our eyes and dream about what we want our retirement to look like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So how do you picture your future? Some see retirement as a time to start a new career. Others see it as time to travel, which we just talked about. Still others plan to spend more time with their family and friends. With that in mind, here are some things to consider. What do you absolutely need to accomplish? What are things that you obviously never have done, but you want to do?
Sure. Your bucket list.
Your bucket list. Create a list. Write it down on a legal pad, post-it note. I've had clients come in the office that they want to go on a trip somewhere, and I've taken an opportunity to send them a picture of what that trip would look like.
Yeah.
Okay, if somebody says to me, I want to go on an Alaska cruise, for example, we've done that a couple times, my wife and I.
Mm-hmm.
So I just ran out of the pictures. But I used to give people a picture of Denali.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, you can't see Denali from the cruise ship. You have to get off and drive up there.
Yeah.
But if you want something in mind, like the Colosseum in Rome, Glen Sheen Mansion in Duluth, Banff up by Calgary.
I would go to Banff in a second.
You ever been there?
No, but I had a good friend of mine used to be a guide out there.
Yeah, beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Got a picture of his feet and the gorge in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
It's like he's a million miles up in the air just looking down.
Yeah. So, but it's something that you want, and it doesn't have to be extravagant. It could be somewhere in northern Wisconsin, Paso Islands.
Shore.
Yeah. But put it somewhere where you're going to see it and remind yourself. Put it on the bathroom mirror.
Yep.
Okay. Put it somewhere and don't put off. Now, I had a client of ours who's passed away about nine years ago. Okay. So Ruben was a client, I think, right at 30 plus years.
Yeah.
Okay. Never went anywhere.
Huh.
Farmer, appraiser for the colony, that type of thing. Just basically didn't go anywhere. In the nursing home when he was 90 plus years old, he commented to me, Dows, I wish we'd have done more.
Huh.
Because it's too late when you're in the nursing home and when you're 90.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm not saying you got to go to Alaska. You got to go to Rome. I'm not saying those types of trips. You don't have to go. You could go to the North Shore, like you said. You could go to that Pitchfork Festival up in North Dakota.
At the Jaden Terrace at, been there a bunch of times. Theodore Roosevelt State Park.
Right. So, but find something to do so you're not sitting in your wheelchair eventually down the road wishing you'd have done something.
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you want to accomplish? What some people want to accomplish, and I hope to do it someday too, read the Bible.
Isn't that the truth?
Start from the very beginning. Go through that thing. There are versions of the Bible. One of our elders just mentioned it on Sunday. You read the verse, the pages, the verses on the page, and below that it explains to you what you just read.
Sure.
Because the Bible,
I understand.
You and I, the Bible, we were brought up, you couldn't read that.
Well, I've tried a number of times to get a little bit, I get in there, and then it's kind of like, what was that all about?
Yeah, so this one, I'll try to bring a copy sometime, but it's on the bottom. It explains what you just read.
My mom used to have a copy. In fact, I have it now, the copy of the Living Bible. So it's kind of translated, just like you're saying.
This is some kind of version of that.
Yeah.
So what would revitalize you? If you're kind of getting in the dumps, things aren't going well, find something that will revitalize you. Find a hobby. Find a vocation. Find something that will energize you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Watching the news is not going to energize anybody here listening today.
I guess.
Shut those TVs off, okay? Obviously, be aware of what's going on around you, obviously.
Yeah.
But if you're hanging around pessimistic people, find some different friends.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay?
You know, I've been thinking about this whole retirement thing since I am looking at it in about 3 years, I'm hoping. My first week, I just want to take a nap, you know?
That'll last about a day and a half. I know that.
And after that, every time we talk about this, after that, I'm trying to figure out what in the world can I do with the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And the volunteering thing, you get so much more back than you ever give.
Right.
So that's going to have to be part and parcel of the whole thing. But I'm just going to have way too much fun is what I'm thinking.
Well, hopefully you do. Also, obviously, who do you want to share your time with?
Yep.
If you've been blessed with a partner, that's great. Some people obviously lose their partner.
Yes, sir.
But find a group of friends, family, extended family, that type of thing. Big one here. How much do you anticipate spending? That's where we're going to come into play.
Yes, sir. Okay?
We're going to sit down with you. We have a system at our office that's just being revamped or the next version of it this coming Friday.
Okay.
It's called e-money. Now, what e-money does is we take your budget, we anticipate a reasonable inflation rate. We used to use 2.5, now 3.
Is this Hunter Biden software? Just kidding.
No. I hope the heck it doesn't say that on there anywhere.
Just kidding.
But we anticipate what your spending is going to look like in retirement. We're going to look at what your stable income is going to be in retirement, such as Social Security,
right,
a pension. Then we're going to take your investments and we're going to put in there how much we need to draw from your investments every month with a reasonable rate of return.
Mm-hmm.
If you're working with a current financial planner and they don't have a software program, or if they do have a software program where they're showing rates of return of 10 plus on the investments,
right,
I would take my toys and go home. Okay. There is no investment out there that will generate a consistent rate of return of 10%.
Yeah.
If your retirement's based on that, you're going to come into a very rude awakening soon, okay? So the software program we use, once you get everything dialed in there, your current investments and everything like that, it's going to give us a percentage chance of making it happen.
Sure.
So we'll do it right there with you. But if it says there's a 60% chance of you being successful, well, that's like your heart surgeon say, well, I'm good at this 60% of the time. Okay. Am I that 60% or 40?
Yeah,
okay?
Where do I lie?
So what we can do is we can move things around, maybe internally inside your investments, or do something different with your investments to get that number up.
Okay? And if you haven't retired yet, maybe you get to work another year. Right?
Yeah, maybe you have to work another year, or maybe you have to cut back on some expenses.
Sure.
Okay. People, when you come in and talk to me, I'm not going to give you a rosy picture if there's no rosy picture to show you.
Exactly.
Okay? Because if you've overspent and you've underinvested, you maybe have to work another year or two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I've had people say to me many times, Niles, you didn't give us good news, but we appreciate you being honest. Okay. And to show us what we need to do to get on the correct path.
Could you imagine if you sugarcoated it and somebody comes back 5 years later and go, you don't do that?
No. And also, do you want to leave a legacy? Do you want to leave something to your kids, grandkids, family members, charity? Mm-hmm. What do you want to leave them? Some people say, well, my parents left me nothing, so that's what my kids get. I'm okay with that, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. Some people say, I want to leave my kids everything. I'm going to scrimp my retirement. I'm going to talk you out of that, okay? Mm-hmm. If you want to leave stuff to your kids, that's great, but let's not scrimp. Let's take care of yourselves.
You have earned the right to retire and lived comfortably.
Yeah. So the question is, how are you preparing for retirement? So that's what we do on a daily basis is we help people retire, and then we also help people in retirement to make sure they're on track. And we meet with you every year. Some clients, we meet with them twice, three times a year, all depends.
I would think that initially when folks retire, they would have, a lot more questions than down the road. Because like for me, I've never done this before, right? So I won't know how to deal with all this. It's not like getting up every day and going to work every day. You kind of get that routine down, right? But yeah, this whole retirement thing, to me, I don't want it to be scary. It's very exciting, right? And it's not going to happen for a while, so I'm not really all that worried about it because you and I are going to be doing the show between now and then.
I hope so.
So it'll all work out. But yeah, it is just one of those things, a completely different mindset. And I don't know if other people feel this way or not. You would have a much better idea than I.
I think people are two different thoughts. Some people are scared to retire.
Yeah.
And some are looking forward to it.
Yeah, true.
We got to find where you're at. If you're scared, we got to get the scared out of you.
Let's not be scared. This is the next greatest chapter of your life.
We hope so.
I think. AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI, Niles Gens. Gens Financial Services, their phone number, 320-258-3688. Online at gensfinancial.com. Niles Gens in studio with us. Their phone number is 258-3688. They are online at GensFinancial.com, G-E-N-T-Z, GensFinancial.com. Niles, during the break, was sharing a couple of things on his phone with me, and if you don't mind, I'll just repeat one of them.
Okay.
The little guy who walks into Grandpa and says, "Hey, Grandpa, can you make a sound like a frog?" And Grandpa goes, "Yeah, I think I can. Why?" And the little guy goes, "Because Grandma says when you croak, we're going to Disneyland."
That's actually I've seen
that's
that.
Love.
Actually, I've seen that.
Niles Gens is in studio with us, and again, their website is being revamped. What's happening for the month of July when it comes to workshops?
There are none in the month of July. We are though in the process of we have a conference room at our office, not a big one, holds 8 people comfortably.
Okay,
but we'll start holding later this summer, early this fall probably. Just probably every Tuesday. Every Tuesday, have a 1-hour session for 8 people. So we'd advertise it. First 8 people to sign up would come in. More of a small, just in our office, presentation. You know, could be on IRAs, could be on Roths, could be on pensions, could be on whatever subject we come up with.
Yeah.
But we'll let their people know as we get closer to getting that figured out.
Very good.
So the last thing we're going to wrap up today before we break is life insurance. Anybody who's listening to this show knows I'm an advocate of life insurance.
Right.
I can't tell you how many millions of dollars of life insurance checks I've handed out over the years. The biggest life insurance check I ever handed to a family was $4,050,000.
Okay.
I had a check in my hand for $4 million.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, this was probably 10, 12 years ago. Okay. Nowadays, they don't issue checks that big. They just open an account and they give you a checkbook and you draw against it.
Sure.
Okay? So I haven't yet had anybody say to me, "Oh, Niles, we don't need that life insurance check. You can send that back to the company. We don't need it."
Right.
Doesn't matter if it's a $5,000 check or $4 million. Everybody appreciates a check.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, but one of the pushbacks we get about life insurance, well, I have to die to benefit from it. Yeah, life insurance is a death thing.
Yep, it's for those who are surviving.
You're leaving your family. So if you're young today or younger and you got family and kids, you need life insurance.
Absolutely.
Period.
Yeah.
you come and talk to me about retirement planning, you have no life insurance in place, we're not talking about retirement planning.
Yeah.
We're talking about getting life insurance to cover you know what in the event something happens to you. You don't want to leave your wife or your husband behind broke to raise two kids.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have your life insurance in place when you're younger, then we'll talk about retirement planning. Okay. But we're talking about life insurance maybe for somebody who's 40-ish, 45-ish plus.
Okay.
There are benefits that some life insurance policies have. You have to have the right kind that will cover you in the event of a disability that would cause a long-term care situation.
Right.
So I'll take myself as an example, early 60s. I have a stroke today. Okay. I'm no longer able to work. I'm at home. I need to be fed. I need help getting out of a chair. I need help going to the bathroom or whatever. Okay.
Right.
If I have that specific kind of life insurance, which I do, we can access the death benefit to either pay my family members to take care of me or just to pay expenses while I'm home. It could pay for a nurse coming into the house.
Yeah.
Could be a part-time nurse for OT or PT. Okay. It could be in an assisted living, could be in a nursing home, could be in a hospice facility.
Sure.
Okay. So I can use the life insurance to pay for all that. That money comes out of that life insurance policy tax-free. Okay? Mm-hmm. If I have an IRA, say I had to draw out $5,000 a month. If I'm taking it out of an IRA, I'm going to take out, what, $7,000 a month, 70 thereabouts,
right,
to clear five. If it's coming out of a life insurance policy, I need five, I take out five.
Right.
And what's nice about the life insurance policies, they're indemnity policies. They're not cost reimbursement. Indemnity means I have two of six ADLs that I can't do activities of daily living.
Uh-huh.
I get a certified letter from the doctor. Yep, he has those conditions. The insurance company start. I believe there's a 90-day wait, if I remember right. But after 90 days, if I have the plan for it, here comes the $5,000 a month.
Sure.
Deposit into our checking account the first of every month. Boom, there it is.
Automatically.
Boom, there it is. Every month, you know, I don't need to submit a nursing home bill or a home health care agency. It's an indemnity policy.
Boy, this is perfect.
Yeah. So why would you do this? My question back to you: Why
wouldn't you?
Okay. Because we know there are two guarantees in life.
Yes, sir. Taxes is one of them.
Taxes. We can talk about taxes to both you and I are blue in the face, but we're going to die.
Yeah.
Okay. We're not going to get out of here without dying. Okay.
Right.
So if we do nothing but die down the road somewhere today, the life insurance policy will pay the named beneficiaries tax free. Okay. So if you had a $250,000 policy or a $500,000 or $1 million policy, you know, you got to get a death certificate. They take about a week to get those, a week and a half.
Yeah.
You get the claim form from the insurance company. You fill it out. You sign it. Most of them, the one we did the other day, you email it to the insurance company. It takes them a couple, 3 weeks to process it. But within a month or so of passing,
mm-hmm,
here comes the letter saying we've deposited X amount of dollars into this account, and here's how you access it.
Can I toss in my two cents here?
Yep.
All right. So I lost my wife a bunch of years ago, 3 years ago, almost four. And she had a life insurance policy. It wasn't, you know, a ton of money or anything like that, obviously, because here I am working. But you really, really understand the value of a life insurance policy when you lose a spouse.
Yep.
It is amazing how the lights just come on. And again, Niles, because of this opportunity to have conversations with you, it is so important, folks. Niall said 45. That is about spot on because, man, you don't know what's going to happen. You've got all the plans, which is what makes God smile all the time. But you've got all these plans, and that money can take care of your children.
Yep.
Right? It doesn't have to be a lot of money, but every little bit helps. And
yep,
they also learn the importance of life insurance.
Yeah. So, again, the products that are available are through A-plus or 80 carriers.
Yeah.
If I would rattle off the name of the carriers, everybody would recognize them.
Right,
okay?
Right.
So we use a company down in Hopkins that I give them the parameters, male age 62, date of birth this,
yeah,
non-tobacco user, no prescription drugs. Yeah. The missus is 60. Here's her date of birth. Same story. Email it to them. In a matter of a few hours, they'll send me 3-4 different carriers. Here's the pros and cons on each one of them.
Yeah.
We sit down with you a week or two later and say, here's the one I recommend. I'm not going to show you all four of them.
Right.
Talk about getting your head confused. I'm going to show you which one I would do.
Yeah. Okay.
And then you apply for it. You don't put any money down. You apply for it. More than likely, you have to take a physical, which the company pays for.
Right.
They pull your medical records from Centricare here in town or wherever they're at.
Right.
They run an MIB, Medical Information Bureau type thing. They run an MVR on your driver's license. Within a month after doing the paperwork, you'll get an offer.
Yeah.
If you like the offer, we take it. If we don't like the offer, we have your records. We'll get it to a different carrier.
Sure.
That type of thing. These life insurance policies, if you were smart about it, you would buy when you're in your 20s.
Yeah.
Okay, so think about it once. You'd have this policy at a very low premium. The long-term care benefits are based off the face amount,
okay,
not the cash value. So if you have enough premium just to maintain the premium every year,
yes, sir.
Let's say your premium's $250 a month,
right?
Just to pick a random number.
Right.
Still got to pay that.
Right.
Okay. But you run these that $250,000 is guaranteed to hold the policy to 100, 110, whatever you put in the computer. But if you start getting benefits of $5,000 a month,
uh-huh,
still got to pay the $250 because
right,
it's still an
right,
insurance premium. But those premiums are guaranteed the rest of your life, guaranteed by the insurance carrier. Okay. The younger you are, I've had a policy like this, I bet you touching 15 years.
Okay.
Okay. I got the gajibber scared out of me back in 2005 where I was laying at North Memorial. And when 2 of your pastors come and see you, Bob,
it kind of, the light goes on.
Like, why did both of them come see me?
It's not the light at the end of the tunnel either.
And then one pastor, the younger one leaves, he goes, are you ready to meet Jesus? And he walks out. Oh, wait a minute. You can't leave that bomb on me.
Is he in the hallway or what?
Is there a light that's going to flash in front of me?
Oh, my.
So again, let's sit down and talk about if that program, protect your assets for long-term care, spend down, nursing home spend down, if you would. You can't do this when you're 90 years old, by the way.
Right.
You got to be mid-70s and younger to be doing something like this.
Okay.
Otherwise, the premium just gets out of hand.
Out of hand, yeah.
But just give me a call. We'll sit down and talk about it. If it works for you, I'll tell you. If it doesn't work, I'll tell you.
Very good, sir.
So we'll see you next Wednesday.
July 5th.
Everybody have a safe, happy 4th of July. Looks like we got some 90-degree weather coming.
Always.
Yippee-skippy on that hot temperature.
Yes, sir.
Be careful of that smoke out there today, too.
Yeah, it's going to get a little thick.
Yep.
If you can stay in, it works.
Yep, see you next week.
Niles, thanks. AM 1450, FM 99.3 KNSI. Niles Gens with Gens Financial Services, 258-3688, area code 320, of course. Online at gensfinancial.com, G-E-N-T-Z, gensfinancial.com.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Gens Financial is located in St. Cloud and can be reached by calling 320-258-3688. AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI. Promotional consideration paid by Gens Financial Services.